Philadelphia Police Department Chief Inspector Altovis Love Craighead knows a lot about trauma. She lost her younger brother to gun violence in 1997. She draws on that experience to teach police officers to be more helpful, to be more empathetic toward residents. WHYY's Sammy Kayola tells us more.
Love Craighead is in her 29th year on the force. She's a Black woman who's personally lost someone to homicide. She's now heading the Training and Education Services Bureau, getting new recruits ready to be officers. Before this, she was in the Community Relations Bureau. She said she held community meetings and tried to connect families to counseling or furniture or whatever they needed.
We're great community connectors. We have the outreach ability to go to Department of Behavioral Health, to go to, you know, Streets Department. Like, we have those relationships. It showed the community that they were a part of the process, and I think I got a lot of buy-in from them for that.
Some Philadelphians say this kind of policing used to be the norm, and they want it back.
You can call her anytime. If it was 1 o'clock in the morning, if it was Christmas Day, you can call her. So no day was off limits.
Pinky Lindsay is a block captain in Mantua. Love Craighead was assigned there between 2015 and 2017.
She didn't talk to you as a cop. She talked to you as a person from the street.
Love Craighead is still involved in gun violence work. After her brother was killed, she helped her mom and her sister launch the Amir Healing Center in Germantown for homicide victims and their families. She says her own loss has come up a lot in her policing, especially when she was working in victim services. She knows what it's like to have to navigate funeral costs, grieving, and the criminal justice system at the same time.
And I talk about the whole background of our family, how it impacted me as an individual. And then I discuss concrete ways that officers can prevent from re-traumatizing people.
She says that starts with building relationships so that people can feel safe talking about what happened. It can also mean asking people questions in a gentler way.
With trauma, your mind doesn't process information the same as if it was in a controlled environment. And what that does is your memory is like static on the TV. And so you really have to work through how you feel first before you can even think about the where, what, when, why, and how.
Love Craighead has given presentations about trauma-informed policing all over the country, and she still talks about it with her PPD colleagues. She's hopeful that with the right strategy, trust between citizens and officers could be restored.
It's an approach, and so if they all learn the approach, and trust me, I didn't learn this overnight. It was based on my experience and me kind of piecing it together. And so it's not so much about you need more officers, it's more about how the officers approached every individual.
The batch of recruits training with Love Craighead now will become officers this March. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.